Audio tour stop number 12, Little Long Mountain, panoramic views and Piedmont Glade communities. Hiking the ridgelines and hillsides of the Uwharries, you pass through forests dominated by hickory, oak, and sourwood. There are large patches of knee-high blueberry bushes, and the herbaceous lair is sparse. On occasion, an attentive and adventurous outdoor enthusiast might also run across natural areas that change abruptly and appear remarkably different from this typical forest. Here atop Little Long Mountain, you'll see one such unique natural community. Hike most any hillside in the Uwharries and you'll see boulders jutting from the forest floor. Here the rock is horizontal and more extensive. Parts of it are skimmed with a layer of soil. This is the recipe for a Piedmont glade. Here at Little Long Mountain, you hike up a steep slope through a forest, and then near the top, you emerged into a clearing. An expansive of broom straw is punctuated by stunted oaks and cedars. This native glade community houses a variety of unique flora and fauna. Look around and you may find a native prickly pear cactus. Appalachian rock pink, also known as talinum or fame flower, from Nerinthus teratifolius, is here as well. A succulent that has a unique ability to hold on to what water is available on this rocky soil. Standing water on these exposed rocks is not an uncommon sight here. At one point in time, this property had mature hardwood forests that opened up into the glades with the panoramic views. The property was clear-cut before the Land Trust for Central North Carolina purchased it, and they are working hard to restore more natural forests to this site, including conducting prescribed burns here. The Land Trust was able to acquire this property, and as the forest was cut, the trail here was started anew and rebuilt by volunteers in 2013. Stop on top of this grassy glade area and enjoy views for a while, thanks to this unique natural area on top. Elevation here is approximately 940 feet.